to teach. And if you're just joining us, we're talking STEM and the humanities in higher education. Our guest is Anthony Carnevale of the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce. I just want to play a clip from a conversation we previously had with Freeman Hrabowski. He's president of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, UMBC. That's one of the nation's top institutions, particularly well known for graduating students of color in the STEM fields. And this is what he said about this whole question of how things should be taught.
We have to tell some of our techies who come in thinking all they want is computer science, and we're saying, no, you need to know what it means to be human. You need to understand more about the arts, because these are ways in which we express ourselves as human beings.
Now, so is that a, what is that? Is that a, I want to ask if you agree, but is that a moral question? Is that a philosophical question? Or is there an economic component to that that perhaps we're not seeing? So.
It is, in the end, the function of any higher education curriculum in a modern republic to allow people to live more fully in their time, to be more human, and themselves, whoever they are. And but that in the end requires some balance, because you can't live more fully in your time if you're living under a bridge out of a shopping cart. So you have to study things that make you a doer as well as a bigger person.
So tie this to this original question that brought us together, this whole question of America's global competitiveness. So does this whole question about how what should happen in the humanities, does that play in humanities versus STEM? Where does that debate play in this whole question of maintaining America's global competitiveness?
Well, in the American system, if it makes money, it leads. And that is where we're headed in a lot of our education system. We're giving too many people occupational and job training, sometimes fairly narrowly, and denying them the benefits of a full education. And as you know, in many, many cases, what we're dealing with here is the fact that all the lower income and minority students are getting the job training, and upper income and white students are getting the general education. So it creates a divide in the American population, I think, that's unhealthy.
But there's an argument, though, that that lack of exposure to languages and cultures is another thing that limits American workers. So, I mean, you find that many of the students coming here from other countries are bilingual or trilingual, and is that kind of part of the conversation or not yet?
I first learned about this issue years ago working for Chrysler Motors. And we discovered fairly quickly when women began buying cars that men who were engineers, and principally men, were making cars for other engineers. They had no empathy for the customer. They were making machines and wanted to make the most powerful and elegant machines with no sense at all, no empathy for the people who would buy them. So we know that technical learning without some sense of the customer, some sense of your fellow worker, some ability to work on a team, all of that, more and more now in the workplace, we're requiring a whole new set of what people think of as softer skills to be successful.
And